The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Mick Norton to look ahead to the York card on Sunday. We're going to look at three races, the 2 o'clock, the 2:30 and the 3 o'clock. How are you, Mr. Norton?
Yeah, good, thanks, Alex. Yes, it's York's only Sunday race day and it's family day. Under 18s get in free, so you'll be all right, Alex. And,
well, I could probably get away with it, couldn't I, Mick?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a one-off, but I enjoy it. It's got a nice, relaxed atmosphere. You get people there who you don't normally see during the other days of the York season. There's always plenty going on for the non-racing people, and it invariably throws up good racing.
Well, that's the thing. We're used to on a Sunday seeing pretty average fare, but this is a pretty strong card, isn't it?
Not at York on Sunday. It's standing up very well.
Absolutely.
Some good horses going in that listed race, the third race on the card.
Well, we'll start with the 2 o'clock, which is a nursery over 7 furlongs, a class 4 event with 15 runners down to go to post. Again, with nurseries at York, it is hard to rule many of them out, and that seems to be the case again here.
Absolutely. The weights are headed by Invincible Gold, who has got a rating of 84. After that Kempton Maiden win last month, he's up in trip. I think he's going to struggle to give weight to this field. There are one or two lurkers here. Moonlight Navigator represents John Quinn. Phil Makin's having a purple patch at the moment, and he does well when he teams up with John Quinn's two-year-olds. He's got a really good attitude, this horse. He showed that one getting off the mark at the second time of asking a Musselburgh Maiden in July, beating Henry Aeroplane, who didn't exactly frank the form at Chester next time, but that may have been the track that was to blame for that. Did finish a decent second over a mile on his nursery debut, and I think there'll be plenty of pace on here, which will suit him. He was a close second behind Azrav at Newcastle. The handicap has put him up a pound for that, but I think more importantly, over this 7, he should get a good gallop to him, and he does look a galloper, so he certainly made the shortlist.
Okay.
Along with the filly, the unbeaten filly, the daughter of Teophilia, trained by David O'Mara, Supreme Occasion. She's another one who showed a good attitude in her racing, and made it 2 from 2 with a very eye-catching win on her Newcastle nursery debut last time, beating one of today's rivals, Arabian Bride. She's up £7 for that. So Arabian Bride is a little bit better off, but I don't think enough to turn the tables. And she's worthy of the greatest respect. Mokawell is trained by Mark Johnson. Now, Mark is a bit of an enigma at York.
Mm.
He's only had two winners on the Naismith this year. Goes down to Ascot, Goodwood Place like that, and boots him in left, right and centre. Two winners on the Naismith, both of them two-year-olds, Alex.
It is peculiar, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
Which does give me a bit of hope for Mokawell, who's going to be the selection. Improved for me. He won his maiden at Leicester on debut, despite running as green as you like. And he improved on that, finishing second. Improved on his second start to finish third behind Divine Law. And then an even better run at Goodwood in a very hot nursery, where off of this mark, 78, travelled the best horse in the race for me, just lost out on a place close home. He was only Well, it wasn't beaten very far at all. He only lost second in the last 50 yards and just ran out of a, you know, run out of a place in the last 50 yards after travelling the best horse in the race. And that's the best form on offer for me. So Mulkerwell's going to get the vote. The other one worthy of mention, in fact, there's plenty of them in this, is Spring Offensive, Richard Fahey and Tony Hamilton teaming up. Improved from that debut, which was okay, to win its maiden at Redcar. Now, normally, Redcar maidens can be a little bit suspect from a form point of view, but the third one next time out in that Newmarket, in that Redcar nursery, and maiden, and the fourth was just touched off into second. So the form looks strong, and off a mark of 77 now handicapping, Spring Offensive is certainly worthy of note and could be backed for place purposes each way, if you like, because he's going to be a decent price. But I'm going to take a chance on Mulkerwell, who did look very decent at Goodwood.
Okay, so Mark Johnson with a not great record at York, but if he is going to have a winner, it's likely to be with a 2-year-old.
Exactly. Only two winners on the Nairsmire this year have been 2-year-olds.
Okay, Mulkerwell the pick then in the 2 o'clock. Next up is the 2:30. It's a handicap over an extended mile and 2 furlongs. Again, we've got 15 runners going to post. And again, it doesn't look easy, Mick.
And again, if it had been anywhere else, the selection would have been the top one.
Yep.
Jalingo, who only went up £7 for that Hamilton win, but I mean, he won it with any amount in hand, didn't he? And he just looks like a horse going forward, only having his fifth start of the season, still lightly raced, open to any amount of improvement. But it just, I just can't have the Mount Johnson older horses at York. I don't know why, because you would think the track would be tailor-made for their sort of horses and their style of racing. They go to Newmarket, they go to Ascot, they go to Goodwood, and they absolutely run out of their skin. They come to the Nairsmire and just don't perform. I just do not understand it. Joe Fanny's got a 3% strike rate at York. 3%.
He's not there, is he, on Sunday?
No, he's not. But, I mean, that just gives you an idea of what we're talking about.
No, absolutely.
So he's made the shortlist, but he's not going to be the selection, Jalingo. He gets the £7 wage for age, which will help the fact that he's got to give weight to the field. Cosmic Halo won this last year off a pound higher mark. Hasn't been the most consistent, but I think it's worth mentioning that she did run well here over course and distance in a very tight little handicap 2 outings ago in July, and teamed up with Paul Hannigan. You can certainly make a case for a Cosmic Halo, and I think she'll make a bold bid to back up in the race. Tower Power looked promising, winning at Ripon and Doncaster in June and July, but he's thrown a couple of shockers in either side of those, and I just don't know what to make of that, those performances. But I do respect the trainer Ishmael Mohammed and Martin Harley taking the ride. I've narrowed the race down to two. The one I like is Ribble Head from the Tim Easterby Yard. David Allen taking the ride, runs in the colours of local Leeds owners Clipper Logistics. He's only had 2 career starts, one on debut at Redcar in July, and then an excellent third on his handicap debut at Doncaster behind Pleasant Valley off of this mark of 77. And he'll have learnt plenty from that handicap debut on his second start against proven horses. Gets that £7 weight for age allowance as well. So the lightly raced Ribble Head will be the selection, but I do think the danger is Chapter and Verse, who took advantage of a bit of leniency from the handicap at Leicester last time and did a fairly lengthy losing run in the process. Only went up £4 for that. Now, he won that with some authority. And when you think back, his last Polytrack win came from a mark of 84. If we're going back a couple of seasons, don't mind, but it was off 84, and he's won off the turf, on the turf of similar marks. And even after going up 4 for winning at Leicester, a confidence-boosting win, he's still only off 67. So he's too well handicapped still to put the fork into. And he, for me, rates the danger to Ribble Head in a in a very tight tight contest.
Okay, but you'd side with the three-year-old?
I'd side with the three-year-old Ribblehead, who does look to be going forward.
Okay, we're at a Ribblehead, the pick there in the 2:30. The final race that we'll look at is the 3 o'clock. It's the Garraby Stakes, a listed contest over 6 furlongs. We've got 8 runners going to post. This race looks reasonably open, but I do know that there's one that you quite like in here, Mick.
Yeah, I do. I'll start with him, if you like, Alex, get him out of the way. And it's Marco Botti's Nadir. Now, he went into my tracker when I saw him finish second in that very hot sprint handicap at the June meeting for the three-year-olds. It always works out every year, year in, year out. And he had a big weight as well. And I marked him down as a group horse after that. And he has been in since then, been in the frame in Group 3 and listed company in some very tight tight races as well. The weight for age isn't anything special over the 6 furlongs trip, but he's open to any amount of improvement, and I think this is a really good chance for him. The only 3-year-old in the lineup. He's taken on the likes of last year's winner, Hallelujah. Hayley Turner riding for James Fanshawe. Hayley was on board 12 months ago when she did produce a career best to win this race. Not quite in the same form so far this season, but she wasn't beaten very far when she finished 9th in the 24 runner 32 Red Cup at Goodwood last time over this trip, only beaten 4¾ lengths behind Intrinsic. I think on the downside, she did come into this race last year in better form than she does for another go at it, but she's made the shortlist. She looked very good in this last year. Artistic Jewel, you can't really rule her out. She won a couple of listed contests against her own sex. Hasn't quite hit the heights so far this season. But this would be a great race for her to bounce back in, wouldn't it? Great. Gibbons, an old ally of Ed McMahon's. And Intibar from the Brian Meehan yard showed excellent improving form as a three-year-old. He won a little conditioned race at Haydock on his comeback. I haven't seen him for 120 days. Is a slight concern because he did look as though there was a good race in him somewhere. But by winning that after that long absence between his last race at 3 and his first at 4, shows he can come fresh. So Intibar is a fascinating runner, and we can't leave the race without mentioning Ladies Are Forever, who lives it here. She won the summer stakes over the course and distance in July for the third time. Just up against it the last twice. Wears the hood for the first time. Has to give weight to the field. She'll give it her best shot, but I think she might just come up short. It's a really good renewal of the Garraby Stakes, but I do think Nadir deserves one of these, and this is his opportunity.
Okay, fair enough. Nadir the pick then in the Garraby Stakes at 3 o'clock. Could you just spin us through your three picks at York for Sunday, Mick?
Yeah, I'm hoping that Mark Johnson can overcome his aversion to York with Mukawell in the nursery. As I said, his only winners on the Knavesmire this season have both been 2-year-olds, so gives me a bit of hope for Mukawell. In the 2:30, the lightly raced, only having its third start, Ribblehead, just looked to be going forward. And I think that mark of 77 will not be on him. But he showed that when third at Doncaster on his handicap debut, on only his second start off of this mark, with Chapter and Verse, for me, still looking well enough handicapped to be the danger. And in the 3 o'clock, the Garraby Stakes, it's a listed event over the 6 furlongs trip. And the only 3-year-old in the lineup, Nadir, has been knocking on the door for one of these, and certainly looks to have been found a good opportunity.
Okay, great stuff, Mick. Best of luck with all of those picks.
Okay.
And we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, Alec.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.